Every month we hear from Richard Campanella about his Cityscapes column for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. The author and professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture is focusing his new pieces on the city's architecture. WWNO's Eve Cho talked with him about a style found throughout the city with a number of meanings.
This month's column, Richard, is about a term that we hear in lots of parts of life here in Louisiana. You explain a little bit about what it means for architecture, and that term is?
Creole.
And in architecture, what do we think of or know of as Creole?
Well, Creole architecture defies one unequivocal answer. It's best understood as experimentation, adaptation, evolution, and transformation in the built environment. So I like to think of Creole architecture as an emergent series of traditions rather than an ordained order, or like the Greek architectural idiom or Roman. So where did it emerge from? Well, it emerged from the crossroads of culture of the West Indian and Caribbean region, where you have native Arawak tribes, you have African influences, and then you have the influences of the four main imperial powers interacting in this region, French, Spanish, English, and Dutch. And the founders, you know, passed through the Caribbean and stewed in the Caribbean. And so when the city was established, that first generation of architecture from most of the colonial era, 1720s into the turn of the 19th century, were, you know, typical, kind of almost like country Creole houses. And I'll draw upon some of their signature elements, although there's always variation. For one, a large, oversized, pavilion-shaped, oftentimes double-pitched hip roof.
Double-pitched hip roof. Describe okay. What that looks like for
well,
people.
A hip roof is going to be angled on all four sides as opposed to having a flat gable. And double pitch means that it has one angle toward the crest, but then flares out at a different angle. So think of the roof of Madame John's Legacy in the French Quarter, the Pitat House, the All-Spanish Custom House in Bayou St. John.
So this style of house, it's set back from the street. It's also surrounded by land. It's a country home.
A rather bucolic environment. If you stroll through colonial era New Orleans, 1740s, 1750s, you would have seen houses like this. Picket fences abounded. We don't really think of this in the French Quarter, but it was a West Indian village-like environment.
In the French Quarter.
People had chicken coops, they had rabbit hutches, they had little gardens in the back. This would have very much resembled what you would have seen in the rural Caribbean or in smaller cities in the Caribbean.
So we've got dozens of examples of this country Creole style. And then at a certain point, that gives away to something that you are calling the city Creole style. What happens there?
What happens is two major factors. 1788 fire wiped out 80% of the French Quarter. And then 6 years later, there was a second fire that wiped out another quarter of what was rebuilt. By this time, the Spanish decreed their building codes, which sort of urbanized and brought more brick construction and more the look and feel of a Spanish colonial city. Shortly after this comes Americanization, increasing populations, and the conversion of what was formerly sort of a West Indian village into an honest-to-goodness city. And the notion of having these rural houses there just doesn't make sense. Thus, the classic 1810s, 20s Creole townhouse. Arched openings, you have courtyards in the back. Instead of a Caribbean village, this starts to look like more like a Mediterranean city. The 600 block of Royal Street today is replete with examples of this sort of second phase of Creole. Why do we call these structures Creole? One, because they're Creolized, in other words, adapted locally. And second, because very importantly, folks back then called them Creole. They called them Creole townhouses, Creole cottages. And so this is the sort of evolution and transformation that one has to make peace with in thinking about Creole architecture. It's not one set form.
Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture and author every month of the Cityscapes column for NOLA.com. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.